Now we've got the Exclusive Books interview, which I promised. So if you don't know, which I'm sure you do know, Exclusive Books is a famous bookstore known throughout South Africa. They opened their first store on King George Street in Johannesburg in 1951 and have since expanded to over 40 stores, with one in Botswana, one in Namibia, and one that can only be found in the sky, www.exclusivebooks.co.za. Their stores boast great children's sections, and to talk to us today about the Exclusive Books and the involvement with accessibility for children is Brandon Grant, and he is the Deputy Manager for Exclusive Books at Canal Walk. Welcome to the show, Brandon. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Can you please tell us more about yourself and your role as Deputy Manager?
So I used to actually run the children's section at the Waterfront branch, which was kind of a big deal for me because I worked with kids for so long. And moving to Canal Walk wasn't an easy decision, but when I did it, it was great because I could grow the market that was there, because I think the kids market especially was completely undervalued in Canal Walk. And so now there's a lot more growth, especially with like Instagram and TikTok. So yeah, it's a lot more fun because there's a lot more growth. Like being a deputy manager, you have a lot more leeway to change things and to affect things.
So can you tell us more about the Exclusive Books in Canal Walk and specifically the children's section there?
So we're currently in flux because we're moving into a new space. So the kids section, I'm not quite sure what it's going to look like. It's going to be better than it used to be because it'll be more focused. Where before it was just kind of a section in the store, now like the wall has been painted a different color. We'll be kind of putting in some artwork and things like that. And the selection for kids itself is going to grow exponentially because of how wide the reading has become now, where kids who are younger are now starting to read a lot older than they used to. And so the children's section needs to obviously be indicative of that. It needs to feed that and grow that as much as it possibly can.
Yeah, I remember the children's section. Yeah. I think there were some couches there on the side.
Yeah, they were like little poofs, but like
poofs,
the problem is like adults come in and they always think like they can sit down.
So yeah, I always saw them reading newspapers and things over there.
What do you think about the importance of children's reading?
Well, I mean, children are like the future, essentially. It's where we're headed.
And yeah, yeah, that's a lot.
That's what I thought. So it is true, because if you're not going to feed the children, how are they supposed to grow and how are we supposed to create like a literate future? And what's cool about the current climate is the fact that we're feeding into that, not just in publishing, but also in writing, where children are getting a lot more opportunity to write, and self-publishing is becoming so prevalent, and Exclusive Books is very open into buying into things like that. So if somebody publishes a book privately, it's a lot easier now than it was a few years ago to kind of get that self-published book into a bookstore so people can see it.
Yeah, I know one of our reporters, Rachel, she actually published her own book about her story with her condition. And yeah, she's been trying to get people to like, you know, read a book and a story. So I think it's also quite cool that now as a child you are able to, you know, like tell your story through publishing. So how does Exclusive Books make their books more accessible to children?
There are various ways. There are lots of partnerships happening. Like we partner with Hooked on Books, which is a big kind of book to theater and theater to book program. We partner with Nali Bali. There's a few award regimes that we also kind of prescribe to our help when it comes to deciding which books are better, like when it comes to illustration or story. We partner with a lot of libraries. I mean, I'm very close to Weinberg Library, for example, because they do a lot of programs in-house with kids. And so whenever they need something, I try and get as involved there as possible. But the nice thing about being Exclusive Books is the fact that we are obviously a company run from ahead, but every store on its own can also do its own projects and get involved with its own projects as well. So that's always quite nice. So we can all, if there are schools or libraries in our environment or our surroundings, we can, if they want to do something, or if we think that, okay, cool, there's a school, let's try and do something there, or authors coming to town, let's do something there. We can just approach that school and say, cool, this author's here, would you like to kind of do a visit with him and that kind of thing? So we are very kind of hands-on in that way.
What are some of the best children's titles at the moment, and which would you recommend?
So there's quite a lot out there currently, like I said, with the self-publishing thing and that. The range of reading has also gone from like reading your old classics like Roald Dahl and that kind of thing to reading things like Colleen Hoover, which is a lot, in my opinion, is a lot more adult. But for some reason, like the 13 to 14 year old to like 20, YA, 25 market is just like exploded. And so, like, the readership of that, like, it's grown in a very weird way.
I think it's BookTok.
It is BookTok.
It's definitely. I'm on BookTok, and I know there's so many YA recommendations.
It's and this is the thing, like, YA used to be, like, from 16 to 21. Yeah. It's now from, like, 12, 13 up to 30.
Yeah.
So the YA market and the new adult market has become saturated in a way, but also there's a lot more access now. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, the big titles that obviously everybody's going after now in that age group is One of Us is Lying. Obviously, Heartstopper has also grown in a big way now because there's a lot of queer content in the series. School for Good and Evil, which I've loved from the get-go, is now finally being turned into a Netflix film. So that I'm quite excited for as well and has been selling in quite well. And then Rick Riordan, who did Percy Jackson and The Lightning Thief. His latest one was Daughter of the Deep, and that's also still been trending quite well with teens or tweens.
Yeah. So, as you probably might have heard, this is a special broadcast for our fifth birthday. Mm. What do you think about Arctic Radio and the fact that we have a literature show?
I think it's amazing. I think, like, I was telling somebody on the inside now that it's quite cool to see that finally kids are being given a market to create a market for kids, because parents are always the ones buying the books.
Yeah.
Or I'm saying, oh, no, that cover's not great. Oh, the story's too intense for you. Or, no, this is too young for you. You should read this. Finally, you can have kids telling other kids, like, oh, this is quite cool. And this is interesting. And it doesn't have to be on television, which takes a lot more money and a lot more kind of backing. You get to just be on Instagram or on the radio now and just kind of tell people, like, this is actually what's cool. So to have a show like this that has so mm-hmm. much accessibility is very cool. And also, like, in the age of podcast, it's phenomenal, in my opinion, especially, like, speaking out towards books and not just reading online or things, but actually, like, printed books.
That was the aim of the show, like, from the beginning. I love reading yeah. literature. I just want to, like, kind of, like, spread it and, like, show other children, you know, like, reading school.
So cool.
Yeah. Also, I heard about the Excuse. Well, I actually was walking through Canal Walk and I saw Exclusive Books was moving.
Yeah.
So tell us more.
Yeah, so currently we're in a pop-up shop. We're at the end of it, thank goodness. So we've been about in flux for the last 2-3 weeks. And thankfully, we should be opening on the 3rd in our new shop space, which used to be where Identity used to be, Shop 134, which is going to have a very similar look to our old store, but also quite a cleaner feel mm-hmm. and just a nice, like, wider layout. Where before it was kind of just almost when you walked in, you could see everything of the store. Now you kind of have to go in and kind of explore. And with the kids section kind of being at the back, and we'll be doing a lot more events and things in it. So there's a lot more hopes for the new space that I'm going to get more involved with when it comes to, like, Pokemon or author visits and those kind mm-hmm. of things as well. So there'll be a lot more access for kids than before, because usually in the trade you have a big focus on, like, fiction and nonfiction. And I think that, I mean, kids is a market that needs to be grown. We yeah. need to kind of speak more to kids. We need to have kids kind of interacting with other kids and just having fun. Because mm. that, I mean, is essentially what books are about.
Yeah. And do you have any upcoming events or plans for your new store?
So because of the layout issue, or, like, the fact that we're moving into a new space, we haven't, like, solidified anything yet. We are... June for Exclusive Books is Children's Month, so we will be doing countrywide a lot of children's events. There'll be Diary of a Wimpy Kid, there'll be Harry Potter, there'll be Peppa Pig, there will be Bluey, Levi Exi. There's, like, just across the board, and I think Exclusive Books and Canal Walk will be focusing a lot. Well, Bluey seems to be, like, a very popular one for us right now, so,
yeah.
like, Bluey's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to be focusing on Bluey as our kind of focus for June, but there'll be a lot of other stuff. Like, I mean, Harry Potter's always throwing itself out there, no matter how we feel about J.K. Rowling. But
yeah. Controversial.
Like, so controversial at the moment. But I mean, like, show me an author who isn't anymore. It's, like, it's so weird to find one.
Mm.
But I mean, Harry Potter will be a big one, especially given the anniversary. And I think Bluey is going to be kind of just a big, strong one for us to kind of see where that goes.
Yeah. So is there anything else you'd like to add?
I mean, this is fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm grateful that you guys invited me to the show, because it is, I think, it's quite cool to have this kind of access.
Yeah.
But yeah.
There you have it.